This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 30 for Tuesday, August 22nd. I'm Adam Pulisciotti. The ICE Futures canola market took a plunge on Tuesday, ending a six-day rally for the oilseed, mainly due to a lack of support from vegetable oils. Chicago soil, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil were all firmly in the red. Crude oil also went down due to supply increases as well as demand concerns from China. The Canadian dollar was down less than one-tenth of a U.S. cent compared to Monday's close. Rain is expected for much of the prairies, with the greatest amounts forecast for parts of central Alberta and central Saskatchewan. The November canola contract was down $13.40 per ton at $796 even. In the U.S., corn was slightly weaker, wheat was mixed, but soybeans were down by double digits. The U.S. Department of Agriculture rated the nation's corn crop at 58% good to excellent on Monday, down 1 point from the previous week. While conditions in Iowa improved by 2 points, the Dakotas and Kansas saw greater declines. 78% of the crop was in the dough stage and 35% was denting, both above the five-year average, while 4% of the crop was mature, on track with the average. The first day of the Pro Farmer Crop Tour measured the Ohio corn yield at 183.9 bushels per acre, 4.7% above the three-year average, while South Dakota's was at 157.4, 5.2% above average. Dr. Michael Cordonnier estimated the U.S. corn yield to be 175 bushels per acre and production at 15.1 billion bushels, while pegging Brazil's crop at 134 million tons. Iran issued an international tender to bring in 180,000 tons of feed corn. The December corn contract was down 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.80. The USDA reported no change for the nation's soybean crop at 59% good to excellent. Conditions in Illinois dropped 5 points, but in Minnesota, it gained 6 points. 96% of the crop is blooming, on track with the average, and 86% is setting pods, 2 points above average. The Pro Farmer Crop Tour measured the average soybean pod count for Ohio at 1,253, 8% above average, while South Dakota's was 1,013, 2.6% below average. Dr. Cordonnier projects 51 bushels per acre for U.S. soybeans and 4.21 billion bushels in production, with 5 and 21.8% increases in South American soybean acreage and production, respectively. Iran is seeking 120,000 tons of soy meal via tender. The November soybean contract was down 16 U.S. cents per bushel at $13.46. Spring wheat conditions in the U.S. dropped 4 points to 38% good to excellent, while 39% of the crop has already been harvested, below the 46% average. The winter wheat harvest is 96% complete. Sovcon raised its Russian wheat production estimate by 5 million tons to 92.1 million. The December Chicago wheat contract was up 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.28. The December Kansas City hard red wheat contract was down 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $7.48. The December Minneapolis spring wheat contract was down 8 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.92. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Tuesday, August 22nd. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pulisciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.